Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
And a good Thursday morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us for Pregame Daily. Kevin and Chris here, looking back on a 5-1 road trip for the Braves. Chris, mission accomplished. It was a sweep yesterday in Houston. Braves got a couple of timely knocks from Orlando Arcia, Marcelo Ozuna, and Ronald Acuna Jr., who finally went yard for the first time. Lots to like, and let's start with the offense on this road trip, which is doing it with the home runs, but they're also stringing things together. And I think that it's kind of a really well-rounded team right now with how well this thing is firing. Not relying on the homers, but getting some big ones when they need them.
Yeah, I'm not sure if any other team could have survived losing what this team has lost. Again, you don't get to cry about it. You don't get to even talk about it. It's the, we'll give you an update on Sean Murphy when we can. We'll tell you about Spencer Strider when we need to. Wait, Ozzy, yeah, he was in the game, and now he's out of the game. Oh, wait, we're going to put him on the IL. People know the situation. The fact that you're winning at the rate that you are, as well as anybody in baseball, I'm not sure if anybody else would have had enough, Kevin, to cover up what this team has lost and then continue to win. I think with a lot of teams, even some pretty good ones, it would have been, we've got to tread water until we figure out what it is we do, or until those guys come back. This team's just gone on a way to win. Now, look, they haven't beaten great teams. They really haven't. The Houston Astros are certainly a bigger name than they are a team right now. Arizona was a good series because Arizona is actually the opposite. They're better than people think or know. But there's 162 of them. You play who you play when the conditions say this is the, you know, this is the weekend that you play them. The Braves injuries into account, the things they're missing right now, it makes the record even better.
Really does. 12-5, best winning percentage in all of Major League Baseball. That is great to see coming out of the gate here to start the season. And you look back at yesterday, and really you look back the last couple of games, Chris, it's been the bullpen that is giving you opportunities late. I mean, I know the bullpen, they took their lumps a week ago, but really when you start thinking about how they got to this point, credit where it's due, man, Pierce Johnson, AJ Minter, Tyler Matzek, you know, Joe Jimenez has been really good. Those guys, you're not winning these games if they're not able to keep those deficits to one or two and give that offense a chance to come around late.
Yeah. Look, we had said the bullpen, everybody's bullpen is going to, you're going to have moments where it's all working, you're going to be a really good team. Like, because your bullpen is good with what starting pitching doesn't do, you can be a team that's not going to end up in the playoffs, but you can have a good week, 2 week stretch where your bullpen is good enough and you play and you win more than you normally would. It's going to happen here. We saw the peak, we saw a little bit of a valley, quick dip, and now we're back up where you and I are talking about after just a few days ago saying, hey, I hope they figure this out quickly, because of the starter situation, they're going to have to. They have. And, you know, that's the way bullpens are normally going to go. There's going to be ups, there's going to be downs. The problem again, Kevin, is we talk about it. It's a bad math game. If you have to bring four guys in, there's a chance that all four aren't good. If I only have to bring three guys in, I've given myself, I think, a better chance to not play the bad math game. And I need a little bit more of the starters to do that. I'm not expecting a world out of them. But if I get five or six, I'd like to find out, how many times do you think you go to the bullpen five times and end up having a success? Ooh. Like your bullpen plays lights out. Like all of a sudden you're like, wow, we were really good today. It happens. I've seen it happen with this team. It happens with other teams, but it's hard. And it's hard to do it consistently over a few days, especially if you then have the guys in 2 days in a row and I can't use them for a day. Now, all of a sudden you're going into a game with one less bullet. It's really an interesting thing with a 26 man roster and a 13 or 14 man rotation plus bullpen to get it right more days than not.
Really is. And like you said, it becomes a bad math equation when you know, you might get two or three guys that could be on a certain stretch, but then that one guy, if he comes in and can't hold it down, it is. When you open that door four times, I'd be curious. I don't even know where I would start to look that one up, but five different reliever, you know?
Yeah, but look, you can have success and you go, wow, look what the bullpen did today, but you can't live in that world.
Right.
You can't. It's why we talk about, you know, if you do a five and dive over and over and over again, okay, do you burn out your bullpen before September, which means maybe they're not really going to be good in October? There are teams that have to go to the bullpen who don't make the playoffs, in part because they had to go to their bullpen too much and they weren't able to sustain really overall success because too many guys, too many appearances, too many games in one and two run games where it just takes one guy not to be good. Yeah. The good news for us is we'll go back to the original point. This team has lost three bona fide pieces, three, and they're capable of still having the best record of baseball.
Really is remarkable. Their depth has been tested early on and they have checked all the boxes. And like I said, I don't care who you play on the road. If you go 5-1 through anywhere, that is remarkable. And again, the one loss, you tip your cap because that kid Max Meyer carved him up last weekend in Miami. I know the Fish aren't a good team, but man, I mean, every now and then you're going to see a starter like that. And so they were that close to being 6-0, you know?
Yeah. Oh, listen, again, you don't have to apologize for 5-1. You don't have to worry about who you played and who you didn't play. I agree with you. You go on the road and put up 5-1. You've done your work. That means that you had enough things working on five nights to make sure that a team that is not as good as you didn't beat you. So, yeah, credit where credit's due, especially when you consider, again, this can't be a them thing. This can be you, me, and a fan base that should think about, wow, we're down three pieces, and this team just went 5-1 on the road. There are teams that would not have been able to – would not have been able to do that.
Well, and they've been resilient, right? I think that's the other mindset that this team has had. You know what? Hey, yeah, we gotta move forward. You know, there's some teams I think that can lose big pieces, and maybe it affects them on the field on a given night or a given series. You just don't see that mindset, that mentality. And, again, that speaks volumes to depth that you have, whether it's a guy – not the biggest names, right? It might not be the flashiest names in the offseason, but a Luis Guillorme, you can plug him in there. Yep. A David Fletcher, you can put him in there for a couple of weeks. And you feel good that you're not really going to lose a whole lot, especially defensively with both those guys for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, you can get a couple of buckets and, you know, make sure water gets out of the boat. You really can. That's – for 162, you better have – some guys who actually come with a pail and actually start getting some water out of the boat, because you're not expecting them to be the headline act. You're not expecting them to be the captain of the ship. You're just expecting them to do a little bit of the grunt work. And you know, it's 26 guys. What are we going to see up here? 40 plus. I mean, there'll be 40 plus guys who make their way through Atlanta, and they're not all created equally. But at some point, somebody's going to help you win a baseball game. Now, somebody could help you lose a baseball game, but you hope at the end of the day, more moves than not actually end up saying, won that one 5-4, won that one 6-3, brought that spot starter up. He gave us five innings. We won that game 5-2. That's the way you get to 100 wins, 95 wins in baseball. You better understand it's not a 26-man game at that point.
Not at all. They have certainly been tested early, and it's been great to see the way the Braves continue to roll on. Day off today, back at it tomorrow. We'll talk tomorrow morning about the Texas Rangers and what challenges they provide coming up. But obviously, real quick, Chris, you look back to the road trip, hottest hitter on the planet, Marcell Ozuna. I'm sure that's the one guy on the traveling party that was like, are we sure we can't play tomorrow? This is going pretty good. Can we just maybe get a sim game or something? I mean, what he has done in the first month, again, I don't think you can sing his praises enough early on.
No, and he could end up being the player of the month. You know, we joked about, well, look, he certainly seems to be the player of the 2 weeks, but he has an opportunity now with enough games left. Now, it's like everything else. You can be this, and then all of a sudden 10 games would maybe knock you out of contention. But he certainly starts this homestand as being a guy who's a front runner to be the National League Player of the Month.
Who would have thought? This game is amazing.
Nope. Yep.
That's why I think you can watch this game your whole life. You can watch it 162 times a year and still can't figure out why things happen, but it's been great to see Marcell. And I think, Chris, you can also see he's having fun this year, right? Where maybe the last couple of years, I don't know if it was pressing or obviously what was happening off the field with him, but you can just tell he just seems like a more relaxed, more comfortable, better teammate, whatever you want to say. Like, I just feel like he's a different guy this year. And again, I think that's translating to his success on the field.
Well, he used the word confident the other day. He even admitted last year in April he did not have that confidence. It's amazing. You can have the back of a card. You can have offensive success. But when it's bad at the start of the year, even if you're a veteran, I think a little bit of doubt creeps in. I love the fact that he didn't have a great June, but rebounded to have the July, August, and September that he did. Mm-hmm. That's a really good sign. So I think he has that now in his back pocket, knowing that if there's a bad little stretch, maybe it doesn't become as big as a month. Maybe it's a little bit shorter because he can trip that trigger that says, wait, by the way, I've hit everybody they've thrown. You know, I don't even know who's owned him. Like, if there's a team last year that owned him, I'm going to throw April out. I'll include June because it was enough into the season. But there's no ballpark, not Truist, not any place else on the road where he can't probably think back to, oh, I've had success there. Certainly down in Miami. Uh-huh. You know, I joke about being 10 minutes early. That guy might have slept there at night. He might not have gone back to the hotel. He might have slept in his uniform with his bat next to him waiting to get his next four at bats.
He's the mayor of Miami. That's what Ben Ingram said on the broadcast last week. And he's been the mayor of a lot of places because, good Lord, Marcelo Ozuna is rocking and rolling here to start the year. So looking forward to seeing where he can pick up tomorrow. Again, we'll talk more about the Rangers tomorrow morning on Friday. But, Chris, I do want to say a quick thank you to my friends at Beaver Toyota, Beaver Direct. Of course, they've been part of our show for the last couple of years. They have been the easiest and the most enjoyable car buying experience that I know a lot of folks will find, especially on the north side of town. You can visit them online at Beaver Direct. Start your car shopping experience today or stop by their showroom. It's incredible off of Buford Highway in Cumming. They wow us, they'll wow you, and we appreciate them being part of the show. Of course, we also appreciate the fine folks at Lincoln Capital Advisors. They have also been part of the show, part of the community, and part of a number of listeners that have already gone and walked away with very positive experiences with them.
Yeah, the word advisors is a big part of what it is they do because that's part of it. You have to sit down, get questions asked and answered. And here's the thing. You can go in with your list of here's what we think we know about ourselves. But guess what? There's probably more. And when it comes to the biggest investment, whether it's the house you're in now, is it time to sell? Can you get out and actually flip that to get a better investment for your future down the road? There's a good chance that can happen in any environment, no matter what the interest rates are. But find out what best fits you. It's not a cookie cutter thing. It's not everybody has the same piece of paper when it comes to the questions, the answers as well as what questions need to be asked. It's not something you can really do by going to a YouTube tutorial. It's too big a thing because most people's financial future is absolutely correlates to what it is their home buying situation is. Let Lincoln Capital Advisors help you in any and all of those things.
Big day for you guys today, Chris. I know the Braves are off, so we get a night off at home. But you're going to be hanging out with some Braves royalty, from what I understand, later on today. Is that right?
Yeah, we got Dan Murphy on today. I think he's going to be on a little bit before 12 o'clock with Nick and myself here locally. You can stream it on 680 The Fan, the 680 app. If you're a Braves fan, not in the Atlanta area, Dan Murphy will talk a little bit about what he's got going on in his life. We'll talk a little baseball with Dale, and who knows. I guarantee at some point the conversation of having 8 children and 18 grandchildren will come up because those are actual numbers. And I'm fat. No matter how well I know this man, and I've sat down with him a bunch, I'm fascinated by the idea that 8 children, 18 grandchildren, he seems to really be enjoying all of the roles that he has in his life now. We'll talk to him about that.
Looking forward to that. You can hear that on 680 The Fan here in Atlanta. In the meantime, we will take the night off tonight, regroup tomorrow, and get set for a nice, long 9-game homestand, starting with the Texas Rangers on Friday night here at Truist Park.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.